listening to Dismissed, an international school SUVA podcast series. Hello, everyone, and welcome to part two of our DNA TCK episode on moving. I'm joined with some familiar guests and some first-time podcasters. So we're very excited to have them here and sharing about their experience as TCKs. If this is the first DNA TCK episode you are listening to, TCK stands for Third Culture Kid, which is a young person who has spent any portion of their developmental years living and growing up outside of their home culture, their parents' passport countries. So I'm very excited to be with another group of Third Culture Kids, and I will allow them to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Dulcie in year 7. I live in Indonesia and Cambodia.
And where are you from?
The USA.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm in year 7. I used to live, well, I was born in Canada and then moved straight away to Sri Lanka and then to France and now here.
Hi, I'm Nia and I'm from China. I lived in America, Kenya, Uganda, Botswana, Fiji, and Thailand.
Excellent. Well, welcome, ladies. Let's talk about international moves. When you guys think about moving internationally, what sort of feelings, what sort of thoughts come up when it comes to international moves? You want to start, Emily?
Sure. So at first, because when I was a kid, I was in Sri Lanka, like I was one, so I didn't really know how it was then. But when I moved from France to here, Fiji, at first I didn't really realize I was moving, even though we had like packed everything. But then once we were on the plane to Fiji, I felt a bit anxious, but in a good way, because I would like experience new things, maybe like in a way start over, and like it was quite exciting.
Well, when I moved, I was born in America and I lived there for like 3 years, and then I moved to Cambodia, and like moving from Cambodia to Fiji was, it was like how Emily said, like at first, like for the first like 5 months while we were packing and getting everything organized, I just didn't accept that we were actually leaving. Like I was like, oh yeah, we're packing, but we're like just gonna stay here. But then we got here.
At first for me, it kind of felt like we were on vacation here.
Yeah.
Like it didn't, because the first days we stayed in a hotel, because we didn't have our like temporary house yet, and it really felt vacation like it. And then started school, and it still didn't quite feel like I lived in Fiji, but now it does.
When I move, I usually feel sad because like I have a lot of friends and like a lot of special places and things there, but then I start to like feel excited as well, because like you get to start a new chapter in your life, like Emily said. And I also feel anxious because like sometimes it might be hard to make new friends in a new place.
Well, let me ask you guys something you talked about. I think especially for kids who maybe have traveled internationally quite a lot or lived in a lot of different countries, that sense of like, okay, we're moving to a new place, not as terrifying as maybe someone who's doing it for the first time. There is an excitement, but there is also this like, if you've done it a lot, it doesn't totally register. What do you think is the moment or the thing that happens when you really feel like you're at home somewhere?
It's kind of, usually me, it was after like a couple weeks, and it happened when we kind of explored in a way more where we were. We still don't have all of our like books and clothes yet, but it's in a way like different than usual, but it's almost like a click like, on one day you could feel like, oh yeah, this doesn't really feel like where I'm gonna be living. And then another day it's like, yeah, I mean, I live here.
Well, for me, since I lived in Cambodia, like, all my life, and when we moved from America, I didn't, like, I don't really remember what it was like. I remember America, but not the process of moving, because I was so young. But, like, moving from Cambodia to Fiji, it felt so weird, because, like, yeah, because I had just gone into year six, so, like, it was different from primary, because it was middle school, and everyone was, like, different and stuff, and then we left, so, and then everything was so much different, like, the people acted weird, like, compared to what I was used to. It just felt really foreign, and it felt like I had, like, my life in Cambodia in this one part, and then Fiji was on top, and, but I still had the stuff from Cambodia, but I was living in Fiji at the moment.
So, at first, it just feels weird, because, like, we didn't completely, like, unpack the stuff, so, like, it was really messy, and I am not a fan of messiness, so, like, it just felt, I just wanted to, like, start unpacking, but I also felt too tired to do that. As, like, time went by, things slowly started to get neater, and, like, I was starting to get used to it.
It is a lot of getting used to, I think. You just have to learn that you're not used to anything when you first move somewhere. And to be honest, like, when you're living in a foreign country as an expat, I feel like there will always be things that you will be, like, quote, not used to. And you just have to, like, be okay with that, right? But even when we go back to our home countries, we still feel that way, right? There's things we're not used to even in our home countries. I want to go back to what Dulcie said about feeling like you had this life in Cambodia and then your life in Fiji had kind of just overlaid it. I'm imagining, just because of your hand gestures, which our podcast listeners cannot see, but I'm kind of imagining it like an egg, right? Like, so if the yolk of an egg is like your home country, like America, and then you have, like, the white of the egg would be your experience in Cambodia, and then if Fiji's kind of added as the shell on the top, it's very thin, right? So how do you balance that, or how do you, when it comes to moving like that, like, is that something you know is going to happen, that this new thing is going to kind of cover the life you've already had, or the lives, or the people you've been in other places, or is it more something you have to allow to happen, or is it something that happens whether you want it or not? Like, how do you see it when you experience that?
I don't really do anything about it. I just, like, live my life on the eggshell. But, like, I still acknowledge the fact that there is an egg inside. This is a weird metaphor. But, yeah, I just think about it sometimes. Like, if I ever go back to Cambodia, I feel like it's just gonna click back, but I don't know for sure. And, like, I kind of, yeah, I think about that sometimes.
Well, for me, it feels like deja vu, like, everything that happened in the country you were in before never happened, and it was just a dream.
Yeah, I understand that.
Me, I haven't really, like, I don't remember moving to Sri Lanka, so this is kind of, for me, the big move.
Yeah.
But I kind of had to allow it, in a way, for me to like, be living in Fiji. At first, I didn't really want to, because France is, like, I really love France, it's my home, but Fiji was different, and it just kind of changed a bit my perspective, but now I do feel like it's also, like, my second home, but it's different.
It is different, and I totally get what you're saying, Nia, about sometimes these other places we've lived do kind of feel like dreams, because we are different people and we had different friends and our lives looked different, even though we really were the same person, but our passions might be different. The things we were involved in might be different. The people who we did everyday life with were different. And I think there is a balance, right? There is a we do kind of have to make a choice. Otherwise, we're going to be miserable wherever we move. We have to make a choice to accept, okay, this is where I live now. But there is also, it just, like you said, Dulcie, it does kind of happen whether we like it or not, right? Because we live somewhere and we have to build a life there. But I think the egg analogy is not as crazy as you think it is, because if you think about it, there are people who, like, separate the parts of the egg, but what makes an egg is the three parts. And I think that's what I always talk about with third culture kids. It's like, it's not that, for me, like, it's not that I'm only American because that's my passport country. At the same time, I grew up in France and Senegal and Cameroon. None of those countries are fully all that I am either. But it's like the combination of America, the combination of my time in Senegal and Cameroon and France, and now as an adult, China and Fiji, like those places have all become a part of me and therefore make up the good thing, the whole thing, right? And that is what makes it whole, right? Because if you're cooking with eggs and you separate the white from the egg yolk, it's not a whole egg anymore. And so you're not getting the fullness of what it's supposed to be. So I think there's a cool metaphor in there of just like being third culture kids. Like if you try and remove one of these places that we've moved to from our being, you're missing out on a part of our journey and our growth and who we are and what we have to offer to the world, which I think is very special.
It's true though that, I mean, I don't feel exactly like fully French just because I grew up in France for most of my life now. But yeah. All these combinations, like Canadian, French, a bit like from Iran, because my grandma's from there. Like all of these things mixed together is kind of what makes you you. And when you move to different places, you can kind of add on just anything that can make you grow up and like...
No, I think that's really good though, because I think there are a lot of people, and I've had these conversations because it does happen, where... You move to a new place and a lot of people only remember like, oh, I lost this, right? For me, I lost Senegal, lost France, lost Cameroon, right? Lost Cambodia. Like a lot of people would only focus on, oh, what have we lost by moving away from somewhere? But I think it's a beautiful picture if instead of always looking back, not that we don't have hurts or losses or grieve, but there is this moving somewhere is an opportunity to gain something. And I think all of us would agree, if we hadn't moved to the last place that we consider lost, we wouldn't have gained what we gained from there. So every opportunity we have to a new place, it's scary, it's intimidating, it's hard. Man, is it hard. It's hard to be the new kid all the time. But at the same time, there is something to be gained from these international moves. And I like how you said it, Emily, like, I get to add on.
Yeah, it's like adding layers to your personality.
To your passions, to your loves, to your interests, to your knowledge, right? I learned so many things about cultures and religions and people in the many places that I have been that I never would have known, even if I had read the most informational book about any of the places I lived. It wouldn't... have been the same as like living there and doing life there. So before we go, what advice do you ladies have for a third culture kid, maybe one who's about to become a third culture kid for the first time or who's getting ready for another big move? What advice would you have to give them as they prepare for an international move?
I'd say like maybe try not to focus on all the negative things and try to open up a bit more that this is going to be a new experience. And that it's not all bad. I mean, yeah, maybe you're not going to see your friends for a while, but I mean, there are always like vacations where you could go back. There are always like, now there are like calls you can make. And just, I mean, you're not going to be alone. You have probably like at least some people that went through the same that you can talk to with. And it's like, it's also quite an experience to have it. Staying in one place your entire life would be in a way kind of, not boring, but, you know, you wouldn't get to, like, go and explore, like, other places, know other lifestyles. It's a good experience, but it can be hard.
You should only pack what you need, because your stuff could be a huge problem sometimes. And there's a lot of stuff that might be overweight, a lot of stuff that you don't need to, like, struggle for.
This is true. We always bring things that a couple months in, I'm like, why was I so determined to bring this? I don't know. Yeah, I think that's good advice.
Be positive. Try not to think about the people you've left behind until you've kind of, I don't know, when you first get there, you're going to be, like, really upset. You're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to see them again. And even if I visit, it'll only be for a short period of time. But they're still alive. They're still fine. You can, like, get their email or something. Call them. They'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just, like, try not to think about it until you've already made connections in the place you've moved to. Because then you feel better about it.
Give the new place a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's good advice. All right, well, thank you for coming on the podcast, ladies.
You're dismissed.